that with your help, I was able to overcome and not be the guy that came here. I grew up in Alcoholics Anonymous. My dad was a member of AA, and he got sober when I was about 3 years old. So I never saw him drink. My mother was an Al-Anon member until she died with 49 years in Al-Anon. And my dad stayed sober his entire life. We grew up in a little town called East Aurora outside of Buffalo, New York. And when I was 7 years old, I lit the house on fire. We had seven kids in the family. Here I am. I'm a middle child. I light the house on fire, and we're all across the street watching the events unfold. They've got all the kids, like, lined up in chairs, and the neighbors are counting to see if anybody's still in the house, and the fire department's chopping the door down and running in with hoses, and there's all this panic and commotion and stuff going on in the neighborhood, and I'm seven, man, and I'm sitting there going, ain't no way I'm ever telling anybody that I did this. And I kept that secret about as long as I possibly could. And, you know, when you're seven, it seems like years. It was probably days. And I remember going to my wonderful Al-Anon mother and say, Mom, I did it. And she said, you did what? And I said, I lit the house on fire. Oh, we knew that. Pretty much the story of my life. My brother John, his first communion, and there they did first communions when you're about second grade. So it was John's first communion. He's my older brother. I'm 1 year younger than him. 1 year and 8 days younger than him. And we went and took some beer, and we hid in the woods, and we drank it. And I went back and took some more and hid it in the woods so John wouldn't know. So I could drink it by myself, and alone. Because you see, when I drank, it was the effect that was being produced by the alcohol. I never had a drink in my life for the taste. I only drank for the effect. That was why I drank. That was why I did everything that I did, was for the effect. Anyway, that was the start. You don't become a daily drinker when you're six or seven or eight, whatever I was. But what happened was I began to look for opportunities where I could do it again. And if you invited me to your house, I'd be looking around. I'd come up with a plan. Your parents going to get alcohol, and we'd be drinking. And if we played sports in the backyard in the summertime, if we got a baseball game going on or something during the afternoon, I'd get one of my brother's older friends, because in New York State, the drinking age then was 18, and they were all old enough to buy alcohol, so they'd buy me alcohol, and I could get loaded while I was playing, and that would make me play better, and I thought it was cool and all that. And I didn't realize I was getting in trouble already. I was setting up a pattern, and the illness of alcoholism began to work on me. It began to show me what alcoholism is about, and I began to do some other things. You know, I'm not going to give you a drunkalogue. I got so much to share tonight that the drunkalogue, I got to tell you this. My first detox was in Children's Hospital, okay? I was invited to speak at a church, and there was like 500 people, and I shared that, and not one person laughed. What does that say about us? Yeah, while I'm in Children's Hospital, they didn't have a detox ward in Children's Hospital yet. So they put me in intensive care, and they watched me for a little over a week. And during that time, my dad, as I mentioned, was a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. So you can imagine what happened every day that I was in the hospital. Members of Alcoholics Anonymous came in to see me, okay? In Children's Hospital, they brought me cigarettes. Hey man, things have changed, but that's the truth. And they talked to me, and they suggested that I go to AA when I get out. And the medical team, they would come in and see me, and they suggested that I go to counseling